It's 5:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, we'll hear about new legislation addressing harassment in the workplace.
First, after a unanimous vote in the Senate on Tuesday, it looks very likely that control of Milwaukee's mental health care will be taken away from the county board and given instead to a board of health care professionals. The assembly is expected to pass the bill early next week, and Governor Walker said he supports the legislation.
Reports of poor treatment, sexual harassment and even deaths have been coming out of the Milwaukee mental health care system for decades. Those reports came to a head when the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel published an investigation on care in the county called Chronic Crisis.
The investigation told the story of a system that was responding to constant emergencies and not providing preventative or therapeutic care. It told the story of Wisconsinites leaving the state to find proper care and of some not surviving the system at all.
Later in the show, we'll be joined by the co-authors of the Milwaukee Mental Health Bill, Representative Joe Sanfilippo from West Allis and Senator Leah Vukmir from Wauwatosa. First, we meet the reporter who investigated that series, Meg Kissinger. She won the Polk Award for Investigative Journalism for that report. She's credited as being the impetus for the reform legislation that's expected to become law. Meg, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What started you down the path toward investigating mental health care in Milwaukee County?
Well, I've been reporting about mental health care in Milwaukee County for almost 20 years, and this most recent look at the system was prompted by a fellowship that I had in conjunction with Marquette University, and it was meant to take a look at how Milwaukee might be an outlier. We hear all these anecdotal, you know, these stories about people problems with the system and people who have fallen through the cracks. And the question was, you know, we know that mental health care is challenged or pretty poor everywhere, but just what makes Milwaukee different? And so that was my challenge. And so what I did was, you know, look through years and years, decades of reports and records and budgets. And it didn't take too long before we could see that same conclusions were being reached year after year. And who was doing anything about it?
What kind of stories were we hearing all these years and not doing anything about them?
Well, just people unable to access care. And you know, the hospital in Milwaukee, this freestanding psychiatric hospital, which was opened in 1979 with the best of intentions, you know, meant to provide emergency care and ultimately acute care for patients suffering from psychiatric illness, was really a place that had devolved into a place that just focused so much on emergency care to the detriment of building up care in the community. And, you know, probably of interest to your listeners in Madison, what came back to me time and again was, you know, why can't Milwaukee emulate the system that was developed in Madison? You know, this system of assertive community treatment is really world famous. And kind of a funny story, funny/sad story, is back in the last winter, I went to Belgium to a little town that specializes for 700 years. They provided care in the community. Anyway, when I got there, The doctor in charge said, well, what are you doing here from Wisconsin? We follow something called the Wisconsin model. And I said, well, that's Madison. You know, I'm from Milwaukee. Hmm.
Who is in charge and why are they not keeping up with the times? Or are they not making changes in the way they manage things under the existing system?
So under the existing system, it is, you know, as is state law, that counties are the providers of care. So it falls on each individual county to establish what kind of mental health and alcohol and drug abuse treatment is offered. And great intentions. But what happened in Milwaukee County, it's a big county, obviously. It's the biggest in the state, and it's a pretty distressed population. And again, with the opening of this hospital at the time that it opened, when federal care was going in one direction, care in Milwaukee was going in the other. So the federal government was starting to not reimburse for freestanding psychiatric care. It's a little bit wonky, but I think the bottom line is that federal health care policy and the county policy were not in sync. And so what you had then was this dependence, over-dependence on the actual hospital. So this building, you know, and there were all kinds of pressures being brought to bear on keeping that building going, you know, including people, it provided a lot of jobs for people. So there was a lot of pressure on the county board to continue institutional care at a time when every other place was de-emphasizing institutional care.
Well, one striking number you shared in your reporting, one woman in Milwaukee was admitted 196 times in a six-year span, an average of once every 11 days or so.
What
does that tell us about the priority that it's all, so much on emergency care and not trying to keep somebody from needing that emergency care?
Exactly. And again, it's not for a lack of good people wanting to provide good care or a lack of empathy, but you have this system. So, for example, by state, and Wisconsin is one of a handful of states, one of five states, that requires that a police officer initiate emergency psychiatric care. So if somebody is having a mental health crisis and is not willing to, is not voluntarily accepting treatment, the only person that can initiate that care is a police officer. And in Milwaukee County, that means putting that person in handcuffs and probably shackled. It's not an optimal way to start care. And so with that example of the woman, you know, every 11 days for 6 years, that's an average. Some days it was 4 days in a row. You think that somebody at some point is going to say, can't we find a better way to care for this lady? Another example that we came across was one guy who was then 10 times in 1 month by police. So that's every 3 days this guy is being brought in by cops. You know, again, where is the common sense in that? And where is the kind of stepping back, taking a deep breath and saying we need to do this better?
It looks like we're closing in on the system changing now, and we'll talk to the legislators about what exactly they are changing in this new legislation. But why did it take so long? If we've had this steady trickle of stories, why didn't anything change along the way?
Well, again, I think it's just, you know, it's like boiling a frog, you know, 1 degree at a time. You know, if what you're used to, you're used to. And our stories were meant to show, again, how is Milwaukee County an outlier? And I think what did it, frankly, was back in October, we had a story about a young man named Paul Schmidt, who grew up literally in the shadow of the mental health complex in Milwaukee County. And his life, he died at the age of 42 of heat exposure. But the span of his life followed the arc of the modern mental health system in Milwaukee County. And when we reported about all these reports over the years and inertia, and the county board really just recycling these reports and kind of the Alice in Wonderland nature of just this cycling, finally, I think that's when lawmakers, Joe Sanfilippo specifically, and then Leah Vukmir, state senator, just said enough is enough. We need to get mental health professionals calling the shots here and not politicians.
Those lawmakers will join us in just a few minutes. Meg, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Meg Kissinger, investigative reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her series there, Chronic Crisis, led to efforts to reform the Milwaukee mental health system. Those efforts led to legislation passing the Senate unanimously, expected to pass the Assembly next week.
Next, we'll be joined by the authors of that legislation, and we'll hear from you. Have you had experience with the Milwaukee mental health system? Do you think it needs reform, and is it being reformed in the right manner? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or post your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page. We just spoke with Meg Kissinger, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter. She covered the Milwaukee mental health system in an investigative report.
That report helped lead to reform legislation that would put control of the system in the hands of a board of health care professionals. The authors of that legislation join us now, Representative Joe Sanfilippo of West Allis and Senator Leah Vukmir from Wauwatosa.
And you can join in. Have you had experience with the Milwaukee mental health system? Do you think it is something in need of reform? And what do you think about the reform being proposed now? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or say what you think on the Central Time Facebook page.
Senator Vukmir, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having us on. I appreciate it.
And Representative Sanfilippo, thanks to you as well.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
And Representative Sanfilippo, let's start with you. We've just heard Meg Kissinger giving us background on the problem, her reporting on it. What in your legislation are you doing to try to solve the Milwaukee mental health care problem?
Well, what we're doing is, you know, we've seen over the last 30 years that these are recurring problems, and every time there's been an attempt to fix them, nothing has ever happened. And so from my time being on the county board, I kind of got to see the bird's eye view from inside. And really, what I decided was that the primary reason we can't get anything done is because we're having a mental health program that is being run by politicians rather than professionals. And I think that it caused a lot of consternation on the sides of the politicians who, you know, maybe have well intentioned and wanted to do reforms, but because didn't have the expertise to really develop a good program, you know, they were afraid to take bold action. And I think that after watching all these years of problems, and then more recently the deaths that have happened in 2012, Senator Vukmir and I just decided that enough was enough, and we have to start moving forward and putting this in the right direction. So we don't create a mental health plan with our bill, but what we do is we put in place a process in which a board of mental health professionals, healthcare providers, some consumers, advocates, they will be the ones that will be making the decision and the policies going forward on how to best deliver mental health care in the county.
Senator Vukmir, unanimous approval for this in the Senate. That doesn't happen every day. With that kind of bipartisan support, these reports coming out for years, why do you think it took so long for it to come to the legislature, for the state to take action on this?
Well, I think that we've had a commitment this session to mental health issues, from the governor putting $30 million in the budget devoted to mental health reforms, with the legislature through the Speaker's task force. To this point, 13 bills have passed and have been signed into law. Two more are pending. And this was sort of the last thing that was laying out there that really needed to get done. And when you think about all that we have done this session, it just was logical that everyone would come together on this important piece of legislation. You know, I have I'm grateful to Representative Sanfilippo for asking me to be a part of this, and he had a bird's eye view being on the county board and being involved from that perspective. I have a different sort of bird's eye view in that I'm a nurse, and several decades ago, as a nursing student at Marquette University, I worked in the emergency room on the campus and saw firsthand the revolving door of the mental health and patients with mental illness. And it was very shocking to me to hear that decades later, that was the same sort of care, the predominant sort of care that our families are and our patients are receiving in Milwaukee County. So I jumped on right away and said, we really need to fix this. The focus should be more on the services that people provide are getting in the community versus having it lopsided in that people are getting care in the emergency room when they are really in their sickest state and we only have them there for a short period of time.
Representative Sanfilippo, some of the early reaction, I think, to an earlier version of this plan was that it was the state putting the power in the hands of the governor's office to impose a solution and overstep the bounds of and ignore local control. Was that ever accurate? And if so, how did you address that?
Well, it never really was accurate from the start, because while the governor is making the appointments, he's making the appointments from a list of suggestions that are coming from the county, some from the county board, some from the county executive, some from some consumer and advocacy task groups that are in the county. So we still had a very organic program here. The reason that the governor had to make the appointments is because this is a state-attached board, and it's attached to the Department of Health Services, so really nobody but the governor can make the appointments. So he was there more or less to facilitate this change. Through the substitute amendment, we did make a few changes that some of our colleagues across the aisle wanted done that will return the board. Once we create this initial board, all the appointments going forward will be made directly to the county executive. It will return the board back to a county program. The county programs and services will still always remain county from the start, but what we're doing here more or less is we're recognizing that a state of emergency exists in mental health care in Milwaukee County. We're going to take a little bit more control at the state level, put this new board in place, put some fixes in place, and then return it back to control of the county, local county government. But after we do that, we're going to have some pretty good auditing practices in place so that we can monitor and make sure that the improvements we want to happen really are going to take hold.
And let's follow that up, Senator Vukmir. You said earlier this isn't prescribing what mental health care is going to look like in Milwaukee County, but so this isn't just an administrative shuffle here. What kind of changes are you hoping this new board, this new makeup of management of mental health care is going to create in Milwaukee County?
Well, what I hope, and again, we aren't prescribing this, but I think when you get the experts together, they're going to look at the best practice models that are out there, where the supportive care occurs in the outpatient versus the hospital or emergency room setting. And I think if we can catch patients at that point in their disease, we're able to support them better, and we have better long-term outcomes for these individuals. This is what we see in the research, and I would imagine that if you put individuals who have the expertise together in a room, they're going to look at those models. And they don't have to look very far. We have models right here in our own state in Dane County. Madison has some very wonderful programs that do make sure that our patients have that support that they need in the outpatient community level. And in the long run, that means they're going into the emergency room less or they're being admitted to hospitals less. And we think that's in the best interest of not only the patients, but their families and the community as well.
Representative Sanfilippo, one of the criticisms of the current setup is that under the elected county board management, there hasn't been enough public accountability. Will this appointed board be any better at being accountable to the public?
Yes, because the bill that we're passing, it has statutory requirements for a couple of different things. Number one, the board itself has to prepare annual reports that are going to document the improvements that are being made, what types of services they're providing, how they're shifting from the inpatient setting, which is over-relied on now, to the community-based care. And they have to submit those reports to both the county government, the county executive, the county board, as well as the governor, the Department of Health Services, and the legislature. Then we also have, at the state level, we have the Legislative Audit Bureau that will be conducting a comprehensive programmatic and financial audit on a biennial basis. So we actually will have more scrutiny on this program going forward than has ever been there in the past. And that's important to ensure, as they say, we don't want to just make some changes and then find out that nothing has changed. So we're going to be monitoring this very closely to make sure that these improvements that really have been needed for the last 30 or 40 years will finally start to take hold.
Senator Vukmir, Meg Kissinger's reporting showed a community with a lack of faith in their mental health system, a system that they think let them down. With this change on the verge of passing, becoming law, what is your message to those people now?
Well, my message to them is to continue to have hope and to stay engaged. Their voices have been heard. We've heard them. And I believe that the mix of individuals that will be on the board, they have heard their voices as well, and they are going to be the ones that are going to put in place the best practices that will make a difference for their families.
And briefly, Representative Sanfilippo, if this passes your assembly, as it already has passed the Senate, gets signed by the governor, how long before we see this committee in place running this thing? How soon do we see changes?
Sure. The governor will be gathering suggestions, making appointments within the first 60 days after the bill becomes law. And we're going to see them take the rest of this year to really get their feet on the ground, take a look at what's being provided now, DHS will move in and start their audit immediately upon passage of the bill. And then in January 1st of next year, I would suspect that the new board will be taking over control of all of the policy from that point going forward.
Representative Sanfilippo, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And Senator Vukmir, thanks to you as well.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You too. That was Representative Joe Sanfilippo from West Allis and Senator Leah Vukmir from Wauwatosa. Their bill that would give control of Milwaukee County's mental health care system to a board of health care professionals passed the Senate unanimously on Tuesday, expected to pass the Assembly early next week.